Back, man. This is a special occasion, man.
Business done picked up this time around.
Shout out to Quan Mills. We will be getting the Quan Mills interview coming up very, very, very soon. But man, my road dog here, man.
We here, man. I'm here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Look, man. I'm so happy to be here, man. It's Javon Bibbs. Like I said, this is another episode. Straight out low cash, baby. We here. I actually have two special guests in the house, but one today is his birthday. So you know, to me, this is big. I'm here in town, man, in St. Louis, and I had a swoop through and touchdown. I had a touchdown with the one and only Mister. I'm talking about if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be no me.
Real literally.
Literally.
Remember we talked about Raw and all? That segment, it stems from it. So I want y'all to give it up for my father, Mr. Jerome Bibbs. Romy Rome, baby. Yeah. You got to say something, Dad. You got to say, hey.
Hey, now, this boy used to be the twinkle in my eye.
Yeah, I did. And I made it out. I'm glad.
Now the twinkle in your eye got a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah,
that's getting pretty big to just still be a twinkle.
Yeah, man. It's called life, man. It happens, man. I'm glad. And also, I have to my left, too, man. He has on his headphones, though. Does he have on his headphones? Have them on? Okay, I also have this is my number two, which is also my number one. And you know, I always give it up for my son, S-U-N, Josiah Nasir Bibbs. Give it up for Josiah Nasir Bibbs.
Yeah, folks.
Yeah. Say what's up, Josiah.
Thanks.
No, say what's good with it.
What's good with it?
Yeah, what'd you say? Come on, baby.
Hey, this is the first three generation edition of the scenario of all time. Like,
scenario, baby.
Hey, when we talking about, I don't want to hear anybody else talking about black fathers and black love. We got proof over here. We bringing it to you right now.
Look, that's what we do, man.
We had Xander last week. She had a 32 second cameo real quick.
Hey, that's my baby right there. Zan. Yeah, hey, Zan.
She got the chain. Mr. Bibbs, what's up with the album, though, man? That's what I wanted. That's what people want to know.
Then when the album coming out?
Old School Rap. At It Again.
Hey, so there's a title. At It Again. Old School Rap. Just like that.
With just your glasses on there. Moves with the glass with Mr. Bibbs.
Glasses going to be on the cover.
Glasses and a hat.
On the cover of the CD.
It's going to be like a phantom, like kind of how... Was it the Invisible Man?
Yeah, but they're going to know what they mean. They're going to be like, oh, that's
what was on. Have a beard, a gray beard.
that like a silhouette. That would be nice.
And he'd go platinum, too.
It would go platinum.
He'd be in all the juke joints.
We need that. We need
that. Put him on tour with, what's the dude? Pokey Bear.
Pokey
dude
Bear, cameo.
Cameo.
Big Pokey Bear.
He said Big Pokey Bear. Cameo. Who else?
Who wants to be on tour?
Dougie Fresh.
The Gap Band.
Hell to the No.
Hell to the No. Charlie Wilson. Yeah, man, I'm saying.
Mark Kelly going to be packing bags and speakers in the background.
Hell no.
R. Kelly can't. R. Kelly can't get on stage no more. R. Kelly had a whole contest.
R. Kelly, his concert was packed this weekend. Did you see the pictures?
No, but my thing is, I don't fault nobody for going to no R. Kelly concert. Me personally, I do have R. Kelly songs that I like and all of that.
But has it changed a little bit, though, for you?
But you don't it definitely changed.
You don't have R. Kelly tendencies, though.
Never. Not in his family. Not in his family. You already know that. But with R. Kelly, man, I really think, like, a lot of us, I do believe he's done some stuff before. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, for me, it'd be some R. Kelly songs... I can't be like, man, I don't like that song now because of what he did. It's like, for when I heard 12, but I'm not thinking about no 12-year-old girl. I'm not personally. No. But I would say some of the things R. Kelly does, man, I think it puts him in a bad light.
I can't listen to the first album.
Well, my thing about it is
R. Kelly. First album, I can't listen to the first album.
Age ain't nothing but a number with a direct hit at... Don't worry about how old you are.
Right, and I love that song too, though. I can't listen to
R. Kelly. R. Kelly makes the most inappropriate children's music of all time.
He does. Age ain't nothing but a number. Was like, okay, you 13? Well, like I said, you turn around and 31. All
right, so what we gonna do is we gonna put a beat behind This sodomy I'm about to kick off.
He said, so what we gonna do is, like, that's gonna change everything. Sir, that's still a 13-year-old.
Well, I'm still kind of lost because I didn't think, I thought he was talking about 12-pack. I thought he was talking about a 12-pack of beer.
No, that's what he said, 12-plate. So you got the song wrong, Dad. He said 12-pack.
Like 12-play. 12-play is the dirtiest double entendre of all time. 12-pack.
That might have been better for him if he said 12-pack. That would have changed the whole dynamics of it.
12-pack.
Yeah, I want a 12-pack.
Give me the beer.
Give me the
12-pack.
Yeah.
He's talking about 12-pack. He was talking about taking down a school bus.
Oh, man, a 12-pack on the school. Oh, man. R. Kelly.
The 12-pack Capri Sun.
You said what?
The 12-pack Capri Sun.
That's what he had in the back seat to give us that, though.
Hey, Daryl ain't shit for you. You ain't shit for that, man. He said a 12-pack Capri Sun. Like, that's what he used to lure. And what he does, remember back in the day, the old trick was to take a box and prop it up with one stick. Yeah. And had a box propped up.
And then you could catch somebody up under it.
He put a 12-pack Capri Sun up under the box.
What is this?
Ha! Got him.
That's how they got to get R. Kelly. They got to put a whole 12-year-old underneath that box. You'll see R. Kelly feet flopping from underneath it, like the Wicked Witch of the.
And you know, R. Kelly have on some kid sneakers too. You know, he liked them young styles. He liked to wear the sneakers with the spikes and shit on them.
Oh. Look back at R. Kelly. Really is disturbing though. That Pied Piper phase with that mask on, where he's running around looking like the Hamburglar. Like, that's a real, real problem now.
Especially with the accusations, I would want to sway as far from any type of connection that Mike and Amy
would. Why did he just stay with them adults? Remember them two albums he came with that was kind of like the step-in song?
When
the
One Is Love. That
when that's what I'm love. Talking about. In
Chocolate what was, Factory?
No. This was like... somewhat with that.
Chocolate Factory was good. I'm saying Chocolate Factory was good, but that was around the time where...
I'm talking before he started trying to go back to wearing braids and stuff.
I don't know, bro.
What, like that one album he had with Letter for Christmas and all them songs.
It was a Christmas album, wasn't it?
He had a Christmas album, though, that was kind of bumping. Okay. That just came out like 2 years ago.
I can't, know what I'm saying. But Kelly got some shit where you be like, hey, or Kelly fucked up, but and it's kind of nice. Like, if you like, it's kind of nice a little bit. Like, you can't deny that. That's what I'm
but
saying.
It's certain songs. It's just certain songs. Like, Your Body's Calling. I love that song, but I can't do it no more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some songs, when I hear them now, I try to, I don't know if that's right or wrong, man. Like, I be like, man, I like this. I really like this song, and I liked it when it came out. I don't want it to have to change now. But I do, R. Kelly has done some fucked up stuff, man.
You know, see, but all the people at the concert, though, it was packed up. Like,
but what we need, is like the way that people, like, I think that 50% of us have done a good job of being like, hey, listen, R. Kelly, I gotta distance myself from this.
Yeah.
I can't be involved in this.
Right.
Like, I can't be sitting up in here, you know, it's getting to that point in the evening. I gotta turn on something that R. Kelly come on, and we gotta have a deep conversation about whether this is right or wrong. Hey, but we need for the Trump supporters to look at their boy the same way that we have looked at R. Kelly.
Hey, that would feel tired a lot. They might even come over to our side and go talk about R. Kelly with us. Like, you know what? Trump is always fucked up. Let's talk about R. Kelly now. I'm saying if they really did think like that, but that is how we do. I've been playing R. Kelly around somebody, especially females, playing R. Kelly around a female, or if I'm playing Pandora, R. Kelly come on, they'd be like, cut that shit off. I'll be like, dang, that happened like twice.
So hold on, can you? I think there's two R. Kelly's I'm never gonna give up. It's gonna be the Home Alone joint with Keith Murray. It's going to be a party.
Man.
I can't give it. I can't let that one go. That one gets the party out.
Girl, I'm saying because it bumps a little bit though.
Dude, it bumps hard.
Man. Come on, man.
That get a party started. Why don't we just do Keith Murray verse though? Can I just do Keith Murray verse?
If we have people re-sing R. Kelly's entire discography, can we bring it back in?
Can we just have guest people do it?
Like that's the thing though. R. Kelly. He got a certain oomph to what he does.
What if he had Kevin Campbell sing?
That's going to take it all the way to a different direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. It's a different thing. Like,
they're going to take it like LGBT direction.
But we're
going
to talk about Kevin Campbell to similar to Aretha Franklin. But other song is Be Happy with him and Biggie. I can't let that one go either.
I
can't let them go.
The Biggie cuts that R. Kelly did, even the cuts he did with Jay-Z. It's like he doesn't. R. Kelly has done. That's what I'm saying. Why we get? It's almost frustrating. You get mad at R. Kelly. Why did you do this to me? Why did you do this? Like, dude. Now I'm sitting up around and decide with my brothers and my friends. Like, can we listen to this? And like, you know, so R. Kelly, he put us in a bad. R. Kelly, you did this to us, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did a 19-minute song called what is it called?
I admit it.
You admitted a lot of shit. But you didn't come straight forward with it. It was like, I'm going to beat him around the bush, but as close to the bush as I possibly can.
It was
can.
Like when your kid get in trouble at school, and then he come home, and you be like, tell me what happened. And he just sit there and walk around the whole thing for a minute. Like, you better hurry up and get to this before your mama get here, because you know she's not going to wait to listen to it.
Yeah.
R. Kelly got to minute 17, and then finally dropped some knowledge. You like, whoa, hold on, R. Kelly. Hold on. So if you've got 20 minutes to make yourself that you want to listen to a deposition, R. Kelly dropped one to a beat. Well, it is what it is.
Have you heard of that? You heard R. Kelly's 19-minute song?
No,
he got a 19-minute song where he's basically saying, I admit. But he's talking about all the stuff that he admits to. But he never said, I admit to messing with younger and underage girls. Not nothing like, he said, I admit to, you know, I like women. He didn't say, I admit to, I like underage. No, you got to say specifically... But if you said that, I don't know if I could listen to this song after that. If he was like, I admit, I like underage girls, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to cut it off. Now, this
is what could he technically get in trouble, though?
If he said, I like underage girls?
I did at one, what if he said, I did at one point? Or something like, can you get me for that?
I would think so, because...
I guess because you admitted it, actually. Well, they just got to pick one woman that you abused, and then...
I think that'd be like up in the air, because that'd be... a statement just throwed out there in the air, but now if they can connect the dots
and put it with a
certain person. But then that's just like, you know, R. Kelly, between R. Kelly and OJ, you don't know which one of the doubles. He wrote a song, OJ wrote a book.
And that's a great point. That's a great point. He said R. Kelly wrote a song, OJ wrote a book. Or OJ said, if I would have did.
Look, OJ is the dumbest ever, but we love him though.
Juice ain't no.
Juice, look, we love the
he said, juice. Did you hear what he just said recently?
No, what did the juice
say? He was like, convicted felons. He said that ain't so bad for a felon. And some people, it was like,
well,
he
made it. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you why. Put your mic over. Mic over a little bit. You know he got all his retirement money, and it was an escrow getting interest. So he came out to a whole bunch of paper that can't be touched by the Goldmans.
Yep.
Straight up.
So he came out to, I think, like some crazy, like 700,000 a year.
So tell me this, though. Okay, would the actual liquid money not being able to be touched?
They can't touch his retirement money.
What if he bought something with it?
Can't touch it. Because that money is coming from your retirement. You can't touch my retirement money.
Right, so whatever.
And he got cribs in Florida. You can't touch this cribs in Florida.
And they are flabbergasted.
Oh, they came. And then you know he'd be getting cash on the side. Like, if he signed, like, footballs, he'd be like, yo, give me 50. Give it to my boy.
Right.
Well, you know what the Goldmans call them, though, right?
What they call him, Mr. Biz?
Ooh, I can't even use the word.
What they call him, a nigger? That's what they call him. I'm sure they call him.
Oh, it's almost that point where we get to drink over here today, too. We got some things on deck today.
The Goldmans absolutely have some words for OJ.
Oh, 100%.
I know he's called him a nigga before. I know it. I'm saying, you can tell by his mustache that he done said that nigga. All
right, stop real quick. Top five most racist mustaches of all time. Top five most racist mustaches of all time.
Top five most, I mean, I think
Colonel Sanders, goddamn.
Yes, that's a good one. That is a racist mustache.
I'm gonna say number one.
It's Hitler, right?
Hitler. That's the number one most racist mustache. And my pops say Colonel Sanders. And that was a racist ass mustache, man. Colonel Sanders. That was a good one, though.
That was a straight up Jim Crow beard.
That was.
Get out of my yard, boy. Actually, when he was Jim Crow, that was antebellum slavery beard.
Antebellum. Yo, antebellum mustache face looking. Because
he had the full joint, too. Like,
bro, he said, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I love our shows, man. We can spin off on something like that. He said the top five most racist mustache. I guarantee people thinking about it. Like,
hey, what about the Robert E. Lee?
Robert, I'm trying to think what that one looks
Robbie
like.
Robbie Lee had that nice beard with a nice full joint.
Right.
You know, nice. My black man kept it. My black barber kept it up for me in the cottage.
But I still called him a nigga when he left out.
100% did.
Okay. Hey, Hulk Hogan got a racist ass mustache.
Ooh.
Connected
that beard.
Yeah.
But we still love him though. That's the messed up part.
And I hate that, man.
I know.
Look, I'm gonna say this. I hate the fact that I gave Hulk a little pass. I don't give a...
Because them black dudes was running through his daughter, though. They was running
through his daughter. You see him getting frustrated.
Yeah, he was running through his daughter. He was running through Brooke Hogan one day.
Let me talk to your junkyard dog, brother. I'm getting tired of all the brothers coming down and getting with my daughter, brother.
Brooke. Hey, bro, he's not like that.
Can I nominate one more mustache for most racist mustache all time?
Okay, we got three. So we got
the Pringles, man.
Oh, that's like on the lines of Colonel Sanders, though, right?
Yeah, but he got the little curly joint.
That is goes up.
It goes up.
Mussolini.
Ooh, the Mussolini.
Okay.
Mussolini.
Yep. Now, let me ask you right now. Now, we accept this brother for being, you know, all welcoming and a good time. But if he was real, we'd have big problems with him. The Monopoly Man.
That's a racist mustache.
Can you imagine seeing him pop up on TV? That mustache would be so racist.
The game is racist in general, if you look at it, because the first level is all the projects. Like the Baltic Place, on Monopoly, Oriental, Mediterranean, all of them is the projects. And then you go over to like subsidize.
Real quick, let's make St. Louis into a Monopoly board. What are the first two? What is Baltic and
Peabody and the JVL
and Pruitt-Igoe.
Water
Tower. But Pruitt-Igoe don't exist no more. So that would okay. We're going with JVL and Peabody.
Okay.
And Walnut Port.
One of part of the Oriental Place. Okay. That's your first one on that blue section, on that light blue section.
All right, so Walnut Park over there, Baden over there.
Baden's up there. We got to put some Southside on there, too. Any State Street has got its own
State
spot.
Streets are coming up.
That's more the upper middle class on the top part.
Any State Street.
Any of them.
If you come to St. Louis, somebody say, meet me on the
Wyoming.
No.
Missouri.
Then
we put all the State Streets in one of the blue properties.
Yep, that's the
now
same.
You got to move over to the purple properties. So that's purple, like Wellston, Normandy, and U City right there.
Yep, because it's a little bit coming up
You're almost safe, but you're not quite yet. If
and then all the oranges in North County.
Well, Charlotte, like, you think you're more Beverly safe? Hills,
That's St. Charles Place.
Let's go to Berkeley. Jail territory. Let's go to jail car.
Yes. Do not pass go.
Yeah, the next orange is part North County, part St. Charles, because St. Charles Place is literally over there.
Yeah. Yeah, because and all the white people that used to be in North County escaped to Kentucky Winston. Place. So the red blocks.
They were in Kentucky?
No, it was in the Kentucky Place. The red blocks, those were the white people from North County went to St. Charles.
Right.
And they all did that white flight. It's them red blocks.
They tried.
They were right there. See, the yellow ones then is your new white money in like Chesterfield.
Oh, so the new money, no, that's like, okay. that's Creve Coeur, Maryland Heights, and Chesterfield right there.
Yep. Now, then your green room blocks, you're messing
around. That's Kirkwood.
That's your Kirkwood and slash your town and country.
Okay.
Your blue blocks, you Clayton and Ledoux. Then that's it.
No, that blue, yeah, Ledoux is
Clayton is Park Place.
We got it.
Clayton is Park Place.
And then you got the Justice Center right there.
Where's Jefferson County, though?
Jefferson County's not on this game. That's a whole different board. Because that's where all the mustaches we were just talking about today.
They all live out there in Jefferson County.
Yeah, that's the only place. Like if you want to get you a good racist mustache, boy, you better head to Jefferson County. They got you together.
So
that's
you go to Jefferson County and say, hey, man, I'm trying to get a racist line.
Washington, Missouri. I'm wondering, are you point to it on the wall? With like the pictures, like you got all the mustaches.
Now, person. You want to go to John? Like, you know what? Is John, I mean, is he top quality racist? Absolutely.
You gotta have your racial resume, like the things you've done to get how racist are you based on your racist resume.
And whoever read it be like, okay. I'm looking at this.
Like, how do you spend a typical weekend? If you could do anything this weekend, what would it be? Well, I'd like to go hunting, maybe.
Well, that means you need to go and get your mustache number three.
You need to go get the ends of your mustache twirled up over here by Jethro.
Now, I want to jump into Aretha Franklin real quick, man, with this Tevin Campbell situation.
What happened? I don't know about this.
So some of this big blogger was like, because they wanted Tevin Campbell to be honoring her and singing or whatever. He's like, who the hell brought Tevin Campbell out? And we ain't heard his name if ever. And they dragged this girl, and Tevin Campbell ended up coming up. Ava Duran ain't talking about she gonna put him on next season of Queen Sugar.
What?
Look, Tevin Campbell has one of the top 30 R&B albums of all time with Am I Ready? I'm Ready album. That's got bang. Go look at it. It's bangers.
Time out. Pause for 1 second. Imagine if your album was called Am I Ready?
It's I'm Ready.
Ready for what?
I'm Ready.
Am
look,
I Ready?
This before we knew though.
Executive produced by R. Kelly.
Look, no, I think he did produce one song for him.
Did he?
Dude, R. Kelly produced for everybody, man. Like High Five,
With Tevin Campbell, wasn't it Quincy Jones, though?
Quincy Jones did that first up, that I'm Ready album, I think it's like Babyface and Prince produced on
that. Tomorrow will come.
That's
me.
That's what Quincy Jones did.
You're talking about Quincy Jones did the album, right?
Yeah,
right.
He did the first Tevin Campbell album. Yeah, the second one, though, is the one, I think Babyface and like Jimmy Jam and all them cats. When he had like Can We Talk Yeah. That was Never cut. Say Goodbye. Dude, that album was raw. Dude.
You know what? I might
Brown Eyed Girl. Like, dude, like, he had joints on there, man. Yeah. Tevin Campbell's got joints, man.
I mean, I mess with Tev. I think Tevin Campbell got joints. Now I call him Tev, like I know him.
Like, you know him for real.
I mess with Tev.
But no, they were like, no, like, the girl was like, yeah, he whack. Why we gonna put him? I was like, Tevin Campbell can sing for an 80. And they start putting up clips of him singing like live recently. It sounds just like the album.
Here, man. I'm
sounds
say,
just like
you
the
can't,
album.
You can't. I know we joke and all of that, but I think some people take a little joke and try to make it reality. It's like, we know, like, people always joke, oh, you acting like Tevin Campbell. That means you acting soft or whatever.
Tevin Campbell might beat you up.
I don't know.
I think Tevin Campbell's 6'1", 6'2".
But you can't question that man's talent.
I'm
though.
Just saying.
I'm sorry.
You can't question his talent. Somebody who worked with Prince. You know Prince just don't work with just anybody. You know
Babyface, Jimmy Jammin' Tambourine, Quincy Jones.
You name it.
Albie Shore, Roll Form. Like,
you name it. You just name the best of the best when it comes to black. I'm just saying black. You saying the best of the best. All these people have worked with Tevin Campbell. And then they work with him because he was like a fad. Like, oh man, this dude is just a fad. This dude is talented. Tevin Campbell is a talented individual. So I think the young lady who said that probably was out of touch. And just,
She's our age. That's the crazy part.
Yeah, she's out of people, so she lost
touch. And I think it's more of a thing, like, everybody want to have that hot take.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna jump out the window and see some crazy stuff. Yeah. Bro. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But then when that spotlight on you, are you ready for that? Look, are you really ready?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, I wasn't ready.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. Are you really? You think you ready?
Yeah, Babyface. Prince did 2 songs on that album. Babyface did 1, 2, 3, 4 songs on that album.
Oh, yeah.
And then Albie Shore did 1 on that I'm Ready album. Like, actually, Prince did 3. I take that back. Prince did 3 songs on there.
On what? On I'm Ready?
On I'm Ready, yeah. Think about that. Prince did 3 songs on your album.
You talking about Prince. Prince, he the type of person who get bored with stuff. Okay, I'm done.
Like women that everybody else want?
Right. Kill every peasant.
No, like, just change the locks.
Yeah, that's it. Don't let him back in. Don't let him back in.
No, and she don't even know. She opened it. She thinks she got key to the house.
Yeah, that's just, what just, I'm just, saying. For Prince to do 3, that says a lot about Tevin Campbell.
Yeah,
so,
man.
But for anybody to ever question a guy's talent like Tevin Campbell, like, you don't, okay, you can't question his talent. This dude's been around. Yeah, okay, he might not be the hottest person ever, but we know that he's talented. And, you know, salute to Tevin Campbell. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, then keeping it moving, Aretha Franklin. There was some people trying to say that Kelly Clarkson can sing as good as her own song.
You like, better.
No. And I look, I'm all for, okay. I'm all for that. But when you say, like, to me, like, Aretha Franklin, I mean, I went back and listened to some of her old stuff, man, just as far as having just a voice. I saw something she did recently where this guy, he was going to sing an opera song. He, for whatever reason, wasn't able to make it. They asked Aretha Franklin the last minute, the day of, like, could you do this? She said, okay, I need to hear the song. I need to hear whatever the person singing. She heard him singing, and she said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I can do that. I can do it. She did it the same day. It was so good. A little kid got up out the audience, ran up and gave her a hug while she was performing. And it's like, that's greatness. Aretha Franklin... I don't think you say who you say Kelly
Clarkson
from American Idol.
Nah, bro.
I know.
Nah, bro. I'm thinking you talking about what's my girl name?
Kelly Price.
Kelly Price. I was like, even Kelly Price, I was gonna be like,
Kelly Price would even be like, hell no.
Yeah,
like,
listen, man. First of all, you're not finna sit here and tell me Aretha Franklin just died, and we gonna go get this semi pretty little white girl out of the crowd. She gonna come in and sing us Aretha.
No. Very, very bold on semi.
No.
Semi-pretty. That's brother, a very, very bold.
I'm trying to be accepting out here.
Right. Politically,
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah. Politically incorrect by trying to be politically correct.
You said Kelly Clark. No, I can't. Me, personally, bro. What I did say.
Yeah, you talk about that. You brought put that on your Facebook.
I put that on my page. I said, out of the 3 people, basically, I was asking a question, but it was a kind of a spinoff from some stuff that I saw about Aretha Franklin. You know, about who should play her in the movie.
Well, you know, she's Halle Berry. She wants Halle Berry to play her.
I don't think Halle Berry.
But you got to think about that. She wants somebody fine to play her. So when she died, like, people, because you know, people start thinking like that person that played you is who you really was.
Yeah.
She's trying to do some Jedi mind trick stuff. Like,
no, I'm going to give. Now, Halle Berry's fine. It's some other fine people, but it's levels of fine.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, to me, is like the epitome of, okay, yeah, this is fine. Then you got like some other people that are fine that I would put, like, Aretha, young Aretha Franklin was pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah
saying? But I don't think she was like just Halle Berry. Halle Berry. Like, to me,
Diana Ross looked better than her back in the day.
Right, Diana Ross was bad.
Barry Wells too.
Pam Grier, all of them. So I'm just saying,
I guarantee you, Mr. Biz, with an old player like yourself, would they put her in the top 10 back in the day? Like, would
Cassie?
No, yeah, like when you know how we'll do like a top 10.
He said. Oh, yeah.
you said Aretha Franklin. Looks.
Yeah, as far as as far as body built, she was a fine lady.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, she's still a fine lady, but you know, I wear glasses.
I'm saying, y'all think I'm crazy? Yeah,
I wear glasses.
Yeah. Hey, but no, Aretha, I think I put on my page. I asked about these three singers. Who y'all rolling with? I said between Jasmine Sullivan, Fantasia, and Jennifer Hudson. I said, who y'all rolling with?
Jennifer Hudson.
Jasmine Sullivan. No, Jennifer Hudson got a little love. Jasmine Sullivan got a whole lot of love.
Dude, Jasmine Sullivan by far. Fantasia
got a lot of love, singing too. Jasmine Sullivan singing, to me, mammoth them. Like, she does, so she can do so much with her voice.
And she can do up different tempos, different levels.
Man, Jasmine Sullivan is so cold. I said, man, if I had enough W-2 money for my tax return, I'll pay for her to come sing in my window. Just like, leave my window and sing to me.
Like, to wake you up, to wake you up in the morning.
That's
like
it. I'll go to work, sing to me in my face. So, I like that. I'm saying, see my face. So, I like Jasmine Sullivan like that, man. She's beautiful. She can sing. But if I said they're going to have somebody to play Aretha in the movie, I think it would have to go between Jennifer Hudson, which I think out of those three, to me.
She can act already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has the acting chops. But like voice wise, not saying Jasmine could just kill a Aretha Franklin song, but I think she would do very well. Her voice to me is strong enough and unique enough to be able to pull it off in her own way. I'm going to say that. Aretha was cold. So yeah, it ain't too many people who I think, I don't even think Jasmine Sullivan would straight pull it off like, oh, that sounds like Aretha. I think she would have to say do it in her own way. But Aretha, when you go back and listen to some old performances, don't even listen to like an old song. Go look at her perform live.
Yeah.
And then you'll really get to see the stuff that she really did, dog. Like,
that's real talk.
That's how somebody tell you, like, if the people that don't know, because we grew up on Luther Vandross stuff, go look at some of Luther's live stuff. Like, if you judge the singers now and say, you saw them live, can you really say that they sounded better live than what they do on the album? No. When you hear Luther Vandross sing or Aretha Franklin sing, you could really say, oh man, she's saying that just as good or better than she did on this song. Like, I've went back and seen some of her live performances. So,
well, see, that's the luxury a lot of you young folks don't really have. Me back in the day, I mean, all the concerts I ever went to, them artists sang the song and sound just like the album. No lip sync or nothing like that. It was all live music. You know, and I thank God for that, because I remember when Stevie Wonder was at Busch Stadium and closed the stadium down at 3 a.m. still jamming. I had to get up and leave.
What? Yeah, my dad done seen everybody. My dad done seen Cab Calloway. That's too old.
Cab Calloway.
I'm just playing.
Cab Calloway.
I'm just playing. My dad ain't seen. Now, he ain't that old.
Cab Calloway was in Janet Jackson.
Yeah, he was.
In that All Right video.
He was. He was doing a little dancing, but not that.
Yeah, that's when you was playing Michael Jackson.
No, I always played Michael Jackson. I'm saying that was a part of my life.
His granddaddy bought him one of them little silk jackets.
Oh,
yeah. He had some penny loafers and some
pictures.
White socks.
You got pictures of this?
I'm probably sure.
We need to put this up for the people.
I'm saying, but like,
yeah,
the thing is,
parachute pants.
You talking about MJ though? Nah, the pants that y'all had. And I remember they had zippers.
The hammer pants.
No, they wasn't parachute. There was the MJ pants with the zippers that go all the way up the pants, like the bad pants.
Okay.
So I had some of them, but you know, like I said, that was back in the day. But like my pops was saying though. Like, you done seen Stevie Wonder. You done seen a lot of concerts. I know you and Mama went to see Eddie Murphy. I'm just saying, all the concerts.
You saw Eddie Murphy. Was he doing basically the Raw stand-up?
They saw Eddie Murphy in the scene.
Oh, so was he doing Raw? Like, yeah, what you saw when you see Raw, right. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. They done seen Richard Pryor, everybody. They say Richard Pryor was at SIUE?
Yeah.
SIUE, Richard Pryor was up there.
Wow, see, that was another one, too. That, they used to have concerts at SIUE. Summer concert series, everybody. Donald Byrd, Cameo, Parliament Funk. I mean, they had some major groups come to that college.
And they'd go up there and check them out. But, you know, but like what y'all, my pop said, like, a lot of them people would come, and like when Stevie Wonder was singing, you wasn't disappointed when you heard Stevie sing at that concert. Well, you say y'all say that's at 2, 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
I saw Stevie 2 years ago down here, and he did the whole Songs in Key of Life album. Ooh. He just did the whole album from start to finish.
That's a completely bad toe album.
And there was not a single second in that concert that Stevie wasn't still sounding like Stevie.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the thing.
Man.
He's still sounding like
Stevie. And Stevie about what? About 69, 68?
Probably somewhere in there. Probably.
Yeah.
I think Stevie might be 66.
Okay, well, I'm saying, I know he's older, but... Like I said, with Stevie, man, he, you know, people like that, if you can sound as good in a concert. But I'm saying, and I no diss to nobody. Yes, it is. So like the artists of now, if you can't sound, and that, like that's why I salute Jasmine Sullivan. If you see her live, you'd be like, oh my god! Like I had less people listen to her live stuff because some people, so she's so underrated to me that I actually make people listen. I'd be like, you know, if I'm ever in a debate of Jasmine Sullivan or this person, I'd be like, man. Listen, Jasmine, listen to this. I let them hear her song Burn Live, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. I let them hear that live. She be killing it, man. I'm talking about killing it. So, yeah, there, you know what Jasmine Sullivan is?
I don't know.
I'm going to let you check her out. She's real cold. Though.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of, since we got an OG here, I got to bring out something that I hope didn't happen back in the day. And I need to run this past my OG, too. Because I already know, well, he's going to listen to this, and I know he'll call me and he'll go straight into it. So, I got to bring up the fact of what happened on Instagram the other day. Between former teammates of the Chicago Bulls, Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade.
Did you see this, Javon?
Dwayne
Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union, posted a picture of her rising up out of the water, basically. And it looks like it's a little cold outside.
And her nip, she nipping.
She's nipping all the way. Mm-hmm. So, Jimmy Butler then, in turn, puts in all caps commenting on the picture, well, damn. 'Tis about his homeboy, I guess, well, allegedly homeboy. Ex-teammates.
Supposedly they didn't get along.
Current wife coming out the water. Now, Dwayne Wade didn't take kindly to that, of course.
Dwayne Wade went on an assault. He went on an offensive.
He was mad.
So, I just gotta say, this feels like a violation of era rules in all eras of life. What's the penalty for this? Instagram exists back in the day, but
so
if somebody comes around looking for some type of way,
you got a Polaroid of your lady, and they, y'all came from the Bahamas, y'all hanging out, like, hey man, check out, you know, the picture behind you. Like, yeah, we went to the falls, you know, you showing the regular pictures. And then
somebody grab the picture and hold it up. Man,
damn.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So is that, would you say that?
And it's 20 people and it's 20 people over the house hanging out.
Yeah, would you say that disrespectful?
Only difference is that 59,000 people
59,
cosigned on this comment. Yeah.
They did.
Yay or nay.
Oh, they yay. To the top.
Well, you have to take it in stride if he hollered, well, damn. But you got to give him a pass on that one because he didn't say anything derogatory behind it. Like, damn, that a fat old.
Yeah. Now, if he just said that, well, damn, them titties sitting right. Like, that's like, whoa. Easy.
I kind of wanted him to have done that, though. Just so we could take it out to the next level.
Them titties sitting right.
Yeah, like if he said, damn, them titties sitting right.
No, yeah. See, that's
would he have to go fly to see him then?
Oh, yeah.
He got
to play the best. But this is my thing, though, for Wade. Now, Wade did get upset at Jimmy Butler. But what did you say to Gabrielle? Because she posted a picture with her.
No, he posted it.
Who did?
No,
Dwayne, she posted
it. I thought Dwayne Wade posted it.
She Gabrielle posted. Union posted.
She posted
it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm saying. So, what did Wade say to get? Because it's like, I'm sure Jimmy Butler comment wasn't the worst comment on that picture.
Oh, yeah, let me see that picture.
That's probably what Jimmy Butler was saying, too.
So, look, my pop said, damn, he said the same thing. Wait, don't send my damn message, man. But no, I'm just saying, with that, For real, Wade might need to say something to his girl, but the thing is, you got to...
But his girl's in the spot, like, there's not, like, her name is... She work at the Quick Trip or something.
Right.
And yeah, it's his girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of her brand, and this to do stuff like that.
Now, if he thought him and Jimmy was cool or something like that...
See, I don't think they was cool, though.
I don't think... Not for him to do that.
He was being a dick, though, like... Well, he might even forgot that was his wife. This also
it was all caps.
Yeah, he said it, so he had to go to the caps situation.
Now, you know the difference between when you say, "Well, damn," and then when you say, "Well, damn."
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Like, man, say, "Well, damn," caps. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was.
Well, damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a flagrant violation in all areas. But I mean, it is a compliment. But when you type it. And you leave it there for everybody to see.
And you had to put the little arrow to make it caps. So you had to go out your way to
and
put
it. And you know he verified, yeah, he so it's going to stay at the top so everybody can see it.
Yeah, because it...
And it's going to get more likes, too. Well, damn. You right. Well, damn. I'm going
to
pick likes.
I bet you figure I'm in Minnesota. Ain't nobody going to fly to Minnesota and fight me.
I mean, he in South California right now.
He's from California, though.
No, he got a house down there. Yeah, all of them live in L.A. in the off-season. He did a podcast with Bill Simmons last year talking about how he lived
in South California.
Yeah. He in SoCal. You can go see him. Everybody want to go to SoCal.
Yeah, that's an easy stop. Shout out to my boy Barnes, who did go see somebody when Matt Barnes went to go see Derek Two-Face Fisher.
Okay, once again, it's time again for another scenario.
Yeah, here we go.
Top five angriest light-skinned people all time. Matt Barnes has
Matt Barnes,
five number five.
Christian did. Chris Brown. Suge Knight.
Sally Hemings.
Let me see, them my three. I was saying my top three so far. Them three over the years have been just like ultimate, like angry. Who else, man? I would just give him like
the right Tekashi 6ix9ine.
He's not black though,
but he light skinned.
I mean, he's a person of color, man. But I would say. I can't get Tekashi though, because Tekashi trolls a lot. So
That's true.
I can't really give him. Let me see. Then my top three: Chris Brown. Who did I say? Chris Brown. Suge Knight
and Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes definitely. Charles Barkley at one time had a stretch where he was
until Charles Oakley got with him and slapped him at that players meeting.
I mean, would he slap him up? He did slap him on. You're right.
Slapped him. I got to see this interview with Charles Oakley on Bill Simmons. He was like, I dare him to say I didn't slap him. Why don't you come and find me and say, he's like, Charles said it didn't happen. Come and say it to me. I'll say everywhere I go that I slapped him.
So that means he slapped him. Anybody who's that confident and just.
And say, I'll go anywhere. I'll go to the Sun Cold. I'll go to the Quick Trip. I'll go everywhere to say I slapped you.
I would take out an Instagram ad. To say I slapped you. A public service.
That's definitely a slap.
Yeah, you gotta fight somebody to take out an Instagram ad.
If you bad enough to not only slap somebody, but then to take out an ad to make sure people know you slapped them, you was on a whole nother level of gangster.
Yeah, that's...
Whole nother level.
So you better watch out. Shit, like that.
So, Javon, what do you think about all this Nicki Minaj stuff going on?
What I'm gonna say, man, with Nicki Minaj, what you mean as far as the
She just getting like everybody, like she just become. We talked about last week with the Safari thing, and then her going. Now she going at everybody to my why her record ain't number one. It's because of somebody tweeted this. They didn't tweet.
I'm talking about what she said about Travis Scott tweeting what Nicki is doing is what she's been taught to do, and that's to cause controversy. Controversy makes records sell.
But when has one of her songs been popular, though, outside of her talking? Like, when has a Nicki Minaj song been dope outside
of her
talking? You
saying dope or popular?
Both.
Popular, no.
I'm sorry, when has a Nicki Minaj song been popular?
There's a lot of popular stuff.
But that Chun Li song wasn't popular. I don't know why she went to VMA for that last night. All them other songs.
Chun Li was kind of popular, though. Well, I'm going to say this. In New York, they're playing that shit every day. Every day.
And the rest of the country, I hear that nowhere else in the rest of the country.
Yeah, I'm saying so. Yeah, they play that shit every day. And I think the VMAs was in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, Chun-Li, I can see that getting an award. Let me see what else. I think Nicki is just trying to cause some controversy on some, you know, look, I'm the queen, so I'm going to cause some controversy. It's going to make people come. People ain't never heard my album. They're going to listen to it. Because this is what I do think, though. I do think that she has an underlying issue with Cardi B. And I think that's because Cardi doesn't write her own shit. And Nicki does.
Allegedly. Because Safari, they say
Nicki came out in recently on an interview and said, I don't know why he even said it.
Everybody, but he never said that, though. Other people said that.
No, it was Safari. Safari, like, he subliminally, like he insinuated that he basically wrote something. I was Safari. Yeah. But Nicki said out of her own mouth, Safari has never written. She said, anybody in the industry can tell you, I write all of my own shit. All of it. She said, I don't even know why. Basically, she was like, she don't know why, how that rumor even came about that she didn't write her own shit. But basically, that Safari was 100% lying. I do believe her. I do think... Is it Safari shot her like a, we'll say this like this. And then she, you know what, that's not cool. Okay, you might be right.
Yeah, but that's not
That's not considered writing for somebody, but somebody like Safari would take that.
Oh, then I wrote for them.
Yeah, I wrote for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
And you just told me to do an inflection differently, like to say it like this instead of that.
Or like, remember we always talk about how Puppy had come in and put one key on the thing?
Yeah. Oh, and then I'm executive producer now.
Yeah, exactly. So it probably on something like that. Well, Safari absolutely went on a Puppy level, but I think. Like when somebody,
but he's got
like,
credits though on her shit though.
That's what I'm saying. So if somebody give you an idea,
and then you come in with the key though, boom, you in there.
If that's your chick or that's her, that was her dude at the time. I'm sure she's like, shit, we're gonna make sure we get paid together. You said this, okay, give me some. Okay, you said, okay, well you I'm putting you down.
You're a co-producer now.
Yeah, she ain't gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna just give you the money. She'll put it down. I'm saying, cause she probably looked at it as they were together, they were gonna
get that residual money, we together. Absolutely. That's real.
Absolutely.
And this is my question. One of our listeners hit us up last week, though, on Twitter. She asked, why do we think that people come at Nicki Minaj harder because she's a woman? When men do the same thing, is it the same?
I don't know. I mean, she might have a bigger target on her back because she's got, you know, less people in her same stratosphere. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, it could be a thing.
You think people coming at her more because she's a woman with it? Like, if it was Jay-Z or Cam or anybody else, though? Like,
I think it's like this. When you got somebody who feels like they're in this position and they're actually successful, you got people who want to challenge a person's, like, title, per se. Like, but Floyd Mayweather, people was like, oh, Floyd good, but he ain't better than this person. Even though Floyd probably not proved himself, you know, it's still like you got people who doubt it, like, oh, no. Nah. And then it becomes a way of people wanting to see this person fail. So now you got a crowd of people
build you
like,
up and break you down.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? Nicki ain't shit. And they pretty much want her to bow down. But like Nicki, I know she ain't going to bow down because she want to get this money.
When did that start in hip? Is that always been? I'm trying to think. When did that start in hip hop where we want somebody to fall though?
Is it
Ja Rule when we first was like, yo, we tired of this Ja Rule thing. We glad 50 came along to kill this shit.
It might have been.
That's what I feel like. I feel like in hip hop, everybody was cheering just 50, somebody to take.
50 is like the biggest vigilante in hip hop history.
So we were cheering for. But we were cheering for him to take down Ja Rule. We were tired of that shit.
Yeah, but also too, I think the age of the internet changed a lot of it too.
Okay.
So you got like back in the good day, point. We didn't get a chance to see people trolling Biggie. When Pop was
you know
what I'm saying?
You know, that's real talk, though, because you know it was a gang cast probably trolled him in the barbershop or something.
Yeah, but so
especially out here, though.
We ain't see that. We ain't get a chance to see, like, on the internet heavy, Nas getting trolled by Jay-Z when the takeover came. Because that's when, like, it was just starting to bubble up with, mm-hmm. like, Facebook and stuff. But now.
I don't think cats was on Black Planet and on.
No, they weren't.
And on MySpace giving cats the blues.
MySpace wouldn't exist then, right though. It was only Black Planet.
You gotta realize it's been over 20, 25 years and the internet then grew by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, so we got memes and stuff now. So I think, I think the memes and all that kind of shit changed the whole, like, plane of the game. Because, like, somebody can make a meme that goes viral, and it might not even be true, but the fact that 9 million people saw it and laughed at it, it looks bad on you. It's like, man, what can I do to get back at this motherfucker?
Perfect example, Justin Bieber. Yeah. When he came off the internet, and who sponsored him? Clones?
I don't know. To my old Puffy? I don't know who sponsored him, but what happened?
Justin Bieber. They picked him up off the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Jermaine Dupri. Right?
No, that was Usher.
That's it. Usher.
But no, like you say, like so with the internet, man, just the power of the web, how it is now, it changes the dynamics of everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, so with 50 Cent and Ja Rule, that was like on the bubbling edge of like when the internet was starting to. But now, like when motherfuckers say something about you and put it out there on the internet web, He's like, dude, you gotta do whatever you can do to, like, I'm trying to think who didn't respond. Okay, Drake situation. When Push T went at him, the internet drove Drake. Drove him so bad to where he made a diss, let Jay Prince hear it. Jay Prince like, nah, that's too much. Like, don't put it out.
But do you think that's true?
I do. I don't think Jay Prince will lie about it. I think
that's true. But is it, was it really more, I think it's more of, it was more of this to Kanye, not Pusha T though. Cause that first song was more of a dish to Kanye, not Pusha T, I feel like.
You talking about the
Right. So it was probably bad. They allegedly he said he slipped with Kim though.
I can believe it.
Yeah, I would believe it 100%.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Look, and a part of it was like,
you see Kim Kardashian hasn't said anything. She usually jumps to Kanye's rescue.
She ain't said nothing.
Ain't said nothing about Drake.
She a church mouse up in there like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what though?
I can believe that though. So Jay Prince was like, you know, he told Drake not to blah, blah, blah. But I think the internet drove Drake to even do a response. Now, had Push T threw this shit out and nobody said nothing and not tripped off of it, Drake, I don't even think he would have even recorded it. And he'd have been like, oh, that shit was cool.
But Drake started it though. No.
Pusha T did because he was always
it goes back to the Wayne stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
from that, Mr. Me Too though. Goes back to Mr. Me Too though.
To another nigga that been another,
but it goes back to Mr. Me Too though. You go back farther than that though. Remember him and Miles was talking about how they stole his whole style about they were in Babe and all that stuff. Mr. Me Too was about Lil Wayne.
Okay,
so it goes back to that, and then I guess Drake was trying to come in like, yo, because they was dissing him on the casting drop too. Dissing Lil Wayne on there too.
Okay.
On that last Clips album. They was dissing Lil Wayne on there.
I didn't know that.
They was dissing him on there. So I think he came in with that two birds, one stone or whatever Drake did, right? Or did... I gotta remember the timeline. One of them came out first though, because maybe Pusha T said some more stuff about Baby and Lil Wayne, and then I believe Drake came in with two birds, one stone.
Okay.
And then... Then Drake was letting simmer, laughing about it. Cause people were like, oh, Drake is witty and stuff, though. And Push T was like, I'm gonna wait. And then he came out with his joint. They said he had like a whole two songs, though, but Kanye made him scrap it. Coming for him.
Talking about going to Drake.
Drake. Yeah. And then with him having the little kid, though, the situation, though, that's a whole nother thing, though, man. We're gonna have to definitely dive into that, though, at some point. But yo, so we got a tweet, though. Somebody already hit us up. Yo, Javon, they asked me, we going to have to do a Hood Classics episode. They said, does Javon think that Superfly could be in a Hood Classic?
Superfly
is the movie that just came out?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't go see Javon. So I can't give you...
Javon.
Then you done gave me... I think what that he gave
no, I told you. I said super no.
So Javon, just so you know what's about to start happening here on the show, we're about to do a couple of spinoff episodes where we're going to sit here and watch the movies while they happen and then give that commentary in real time while it's happening. So there's going to be some throwbacks, there's going to be some new stuff, but when your feet get back down, you're going to absolutely have to
They want us to do a... someone else emailed, gave us a long email maybe like 6 months ago. I think it was a woman named Trisha. She wants us to do a series of Hood Classic podcasts. That we just break down Hood Classics. We just talk about Hood Classic movies. Like, we do the whole episode on Boys in the Hood. Whole episode on Juice.
You know what we talk about? If we did that and we broke down the parts where once we look back at it now, like, dude.
We got to look at how we think about it then. Yeah. And like how now you'd be like, hey, man, that ain't looking good. Because I watched New Jack City the other night. I'm like, it's a lot of plot holes in this movie.
Yeah, bro. For real,
like,
bro.
But at the time, you like, it all made sense.
It was you good. You don't need no explanation.
All of it like made sense. You like, oh, this is a perfect movie.
Right. But once you grown and love, it's almost like when you was a kid, you was afraid of a Freddy Krueger movie, and you go back and look at it like, this motherfucker ain't no way that he would have got all of us like that.
Somebody gonna get it.
Yeah, somebody gonna, or Jason.
Dude, we gotta somebody, do the Hood Classics, man. Dude. People are like, yo, y'all need to do a Hood Classics episode. So they, cause people are trying to push, they're trying to push our whole theorem that Paid in Full is the last Hood Classic, which I still stand on.
Paid in Full.
It's the last Hood Classic. It's 03.
Before, But he got left out. Cameron.
That's the last hood classic.
Oh, it's on Netflix right now. I was like, put that on.
It's 15 years since the hood classic has been made, though. That's because the hood classic has been bastardized, I feel like.
I think now you got to get a hood classic on accident. Like, a hood classic got to happen, and it's got to just be embraced.
But wait a minute, though. Would Training Day be considered?
King, that's not a hood classic. Because the white man is one of the protagonists. The protagonist.
Oh, man, I got you.
Remember our standards? I got it wrong down, though. Black person has to be protagonist.
Right.
They can only be 10%
what's the last hood classic, then?
Paid in Full.
Did Paid in Full come out since American Gangster or after?
Before American Gangster. That's not a hood classic. Protagonist is white.
I don't believe that Russell Crowe is the protagonist in that movie. They'd like to set him up as it, but Frank Lucas was truly the hero at the end of that movie.
But he's
because Jay-Z made a whole album based off Frank Lucas out of that movie. I think American Gangster is the last hood classic film that came out.
But is that a hood classic or is it like a...
Black Panther a hood classic?
No.
Because they're flying around.
80% of your movie has to be in the ghetto, too.
It started off in the ghetto.
I think it's a time frame on hood classics, too.
That's why I think 03 is... That's just... Paid in Full is it, man. Like, you got to think all them bullshit hood classics we got now. You can go on Amazon or anything.
What before Paid in Full? What was before that?
What was the most hood... ATL. Remember we said ATL was.
Okay. ATL was, though.
ATL. And then I think before ATL may have been... We were... That was what we was at in that buffer. We say In Too Deep was on that buffer.
Hey, I got a question.
It might have been like...
It was on the...
Tier 1,
it was
Tier 2.
We said Tier 2.
Yeah.
But Tier 1 is only 20 movies in that Tier 2.
Right.
We brought... Dude, that's one of the most listened to episodes. We were still listening to episodes.
Has Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan made a hood classic?
No.
Creed, no.
Because it's got to be a lot of... It's got to be drug selling in it. It's got to be somebody getting shot. But the thing is, though, is that it's played out now, though. That's the problem, that there's no hood classics at all.
I think the art of a hood classic, you can't force it. I think it got to be something that's organic, like, hey, we're going to put this together. However it goes. Like, an NWA movie, would you say that's a hood classic?
Ooh, I do.
Because I think that's some, I feel that's a musical. Okay. Like a musical
it's not a musical that somebody is living in a real life situation.
A biography. More of a biographical movie. I don't think it's a hood classic.
Hoodlum.
Like hood classics
he said,
are...
Hoodlum
is like tier 2 or tier 3. I'll say
tier 2.
Tier 1 is like New Jack City. Oh, that's 100% tier 1.
You got my dad, he ain't seen our list. We got a list.
Oh, we got a list.
Mr. Biz,
I will text you, and send you. I got it written down.
I'm going to show you the list. We got a tier 1 list.
And it's only 18 movies on it.
Hold on, but I got it.
And it's including the 70s too, Mr. Bibbs. We got Dolomite on there too.
No, Dolomite. No.
You don't think Dolomite's not a hood classic?
It's not classic, then.
No. You talk hood classics would be Across 110th Street.
But that's I seen 110th Street, but a lot of people ain't seen that, Mr. Bibbs.
I ain't seen that.
you said
Across 110th Street. That song.
I remember vaguely, but. I'm sure I've seen it. You know, it's my father. So yeah.
So you think Coffee is more of a hood classic than Dolomite?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay,
I do.
Okay, I can get with that. Or Foxy Brown, maybe.
Tier one or tier two?
It's tier two.
Okay,
these are tier two. Tier one, the first tier.
Tier one, or the elite?
What is the first? Somebody asked, well, "What is our first tier one hood classic?" I'm going Boys in the Hood. I think it's the first one.
I would say because they came before Menace to Society.
Yeah, that's 89, 90.
There's a holy trinity of movies from the late 80s, early 90s that I always go to. Boys in the Hood, New Jack City, and Menace to Society.
That starts your whole
after that,
genre.
After that, we
can start any of three movies up right now and I will watch them.
That's like the Jordan Magic and Larry Bird of hood classic movies. That's right.
Those are the standards of... And then you got like, to me... Training Day is a hood classic, but I understand what your reasoning for saying that.
I mean, Training Day. I mean, but that's still 02. So even if you put that in there, Paid in Full is 03.
Yeah, you're right. Paid in Full is definitely a
It's the last one,
though. I don't know, man. It's hard for me to... I don't know. Black Panther has to have a place in this.
I mean, it's a great black film. That's different than a hood classic.
I think Black Panther is more so just a classic
film.
Because
I just like the fact it started in Oakland, had a spaceship in Oakland,
and it did, didn't it?
They did. I mean, I'm
calling they were selling dope too, wasn't it?
They were selling dope. Yeah, they had on white tees. Yeah. And then a dude got out of a jet that came out of the sky in Oakland.
Yeah.
And had on a gold chain with a Panther mask.
Was it Oakland or LA?
That was Oakland.
Oakland. Yeah. Yeah. So they wanted to do a hood classics thing where we just highlight hood classic movies and bring guests on, Javon. So that's what they wanted to do though, man.
Like, we can do that.
Yeah. I'm fine so with like, it. Like, the first one's got to be Boys in the Hood. I guess that's what we got to start from the beginning.
And we can break it down.
Like, I was going a whole hour.
Somebody else, they put this online, and it really brought life to this. They say, what did Doughboy do as a kid, what did he steal as a kid where he went to jail for 10 years?
No, I think he did something else. That was bad writing. I think he got locked up for what you saw him for, but he did something else, though, that we didn't see. When he got out of juvie, though, as an adult.
So he ain't like stealing no gum. It's like, we give him 10 years.
No, I think he did something else. And he didn't get 10 years, though, did he? He got four or five or something, though.
It was enough to where
it was like kind of
extreme for...
And how did he keep a perfect curl, though, in jail? Have you thought about that?
I mean,
that curl came out crispy.
People keep braids in jail.
No, he had a crispy curl, though. Came out juicy though, like luxurious.
Potato oil. That's true. I'm saying, I don't know what they, you know, they find ways to do something.
That's true. You're right. They figure ways to do it. You're right. Javon, thank you for coming on though, man. Dude, let everybody know where to get you up at, man.
Hey, man, look, hit me up at Javon Bibb. That's JOVANBIBBS on Instagram, Twitter, everything, man. I'm back. I'm glad to be rocking with my brothers again tonight, man. Can't wait to all of us in the studio, me, Matt, Teddy, Ram. We're gonna do it.
Because the next time Teddy's coming on, we doing the birth of the Messiah.
Yeah, the baby segment. Because
any day
the baby is due. None of us know what he's had. Teddy doesn't even know what he's.
Man, that was the most confusing baby shower I've been to in my life. I was sitting there. It was like I was waiting on somebody to come out. It was like I was playing Mike Tyson, but I was playing Punch Out instead of Mike Tyson. I got right, to the right, end. Right. I was like, "Where Mike Tyson at?"
And
it was
Mike.
And it was Super Macho Man. I was like. Oh, it was Mr. Dream. It was Mr. Dream. And I was
this ain't what I thought was going to be at the end.
Look, man, Javon, you missed a dope party, though.
You also missed Tap thinking that he was having a son, but it wasn't. It wasn't.
Tap came true. In with all boy gifts.
Well, it might. I mean, we don't know. So it could
have worked. It was like one of the things where somebody like, oh, shit, I got to get something on. They went to Family Dollar real quick. Like,
Tap made the same mistake that I probably would have made on last minute shit. That's why, you know.
That's always good to have a woman with you, man.
Right.
Take care of all that.
Do you know what he having? You know what? I don't. So let's get the baby some cream color out.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
All white party. You're gonna be born into an all white party.
Yeah.
Mr. Bibbs, are you online socially?
Not yet.
When you get Mr. Bibbs on Twitter page.
My dad is on Facebook. Jerome Bibbs. Follow him, man. This is my pops, man.
We need to get him on Instagram. You gotta get him on Instagram.
Nah, he don't need to be on Romy Rome is only on Facebook.
My dad got on Instagram, though. It's going a little bit too much for me though. My dad be going live randomly. He be like, yo, I'm at the Chicken Shack though in Atlanta though. And then my dad got the stereotypical, so he got the Bluetooth in his ear.
Oh, man. He got you looking like you the old son. Damn, man. Like, he out of touch. He out of touch a little bit.
Shout out, Javon. Thank you again, though, man. Look, we back, though, baby.
We are, man.
Hood classics, man. We coming back, man.
We come back with the hood classics, man. I'm about to come in over there
so I can tell y'all what's a real hood.
We need to do, a Foxy Brown episode with your pops.
Yeah, I'm going to have my pops do a list of his five hood classics that were pre-80s.
Pre-80s.
Yeah, pre-80s hood classics. So, you know, we 80s baby.
Black Caesar.
Say Hell Up in Harlem.
Hell Up in Harlem. Black Caesar.
Three the Hard Way.
Three the Hard Way is a dope one. People sleep on Three the Hard Way. People sleep on that. But thank y'all for listening. Hit us up, Straight OLC on all our platforms, Straight OLC at Gmail. All that good stuff. We out of here.
Peace. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Shout out to Javon Bibbs, man, for coming on with us, man. Dude,
hey, man,
shout out to him, man. Dude, that's my brother, man. Dude, he started this whole podcast and shit with me, man. Me, him, Rem, and Ted, man. It's crazy, man.
The scenario is just the idea that came off of the stuff.
Game of Thrones. No, it came from Game of Thrones.
No. The scenario came from when I was talking about doing the show where I was doing the one-on-one interview show.
But we started talking about it during when we started the Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. But that's all a spinoff of the stuff that we was doing with Straight Out
Local. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, in general, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's always dope to have Javon around. You know, it's always dope
super funny, dude.
Yeah, man,
super funny, like, dude. I can't wait to this dude to get back to the city, man.
He's gonna be on.
Yeah, he got a lot of stuff popping though coming up too with a lot of his comedy. He's he's gonna be doing some lot of stuff. He said on the back end, or he told me. So it's gonna be dope, man. So let's get into this topic that this is amazing, man. So they did an article displaying the cheapest city, I guess the...
Well, it's the average...
Average price
of a date in each U.S. state.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, this is a thing that actually... it's funny you see this because I started like 2 years ago before I stopped keeping score because it was being detrimental to my mental health about itemizing my dating costs.
I remember you started that, though. Actually, when you started the scenario, you started doing that.
Yep, I did. Since that time, I've abandoned that because it's not like it's going all over the place anymore. But you know what I'm saying? It's like,
but it's still,
it's just the cost of living now. Yeah. It's not even like a thing like that anymore. Yeah. It's just like,
it's like the, I know people don't want to talk about Bill Cosby anymore. Remember the Bill Cosby episode with Theo where he's talking about like how much expenses you have and your money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you want a girlfriend? And he's like, for sure. And he took all his money. That's the same thing that we going with, though.
Yeah, that's how it goes. And that's all good, man. So it's a worthwhile expense. But, so Yahoo Finance put together a chart today that's been all over the place on the internet, Instagram. I'm sure you might have seen it, if not, easy to find. It's about what the average price of a date in the U.S. is. And for me, it's hilarious to see that because, you know, the big rage for years on Twitter has been the $200
date.
Somebody
are paying $200 a day, so
well, somebody made that to be the arbitrary number that when it gets to the point where I guess you got to think about, damn, what you doing?
But with some of this, with the $200 a day, though, are some of these cities, there's a financing with transportation, things like that, that other cities don't have.
See,
you're not putting it in your gas amount in other cities where you have a car.
No.
But I mean, but in these cities, though, their transportation costs into your date.
And for me, I think that the only thing that a date should, the money that goes into a date that should be accountable for it, is the actual money spent on the date. Not the clothes, not the getting there, not any of that. What's spent on the actual social transaction.
Yes.
That's what I believe. So, you know, we in St. Louis, so we're here in Missouri, and yo, apparently we're coming off on way on the cheap end. The average date listed in Missouri is $71.
This is very, very fraudulent, though. Because it's very, very, there's a lot of prairie land and country in between St. Louis and Kansas City. We have a lot of country, southernish feel, almost akin to Arkansas. We almost can actually take St. Louis and Kansas City, make it its own state, and just take the other middle half and just attach to Arkansas.
But here's the thing that trips me off that when I look around, I look at some other states that are like close to it. Tennessee's at 92.38.
Right, that's what I'm saying, though.
Indianapolis is 96. I mean, Indiana is 96.54.
We got way more country people, though. Tennessee actually has small pockets of. So Tennessee has Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, Chattanooga, even though Chattanooga may be country too, depending on where you feel, but we only have St. Louis, Columbia,
so
Kansas City.
Columbia,
we have always said
Columbia doesn't cost anything to Dayton.
Okay, so we have Knoxville is more expensive than Columbia.
A Dayton Springfield would be more expensive than a Dayton.
You
Columbia.
Think so?
I know so. Springfield's bigger than Columbia.
Mm. So we really only have St. Louis, Kansas City. Knoxville's can be expensive though because they have a lot more pache, though, when it comes to college town, though, than Columbia.
Let me shoot some of these numbers out in general about the whole thing here, you know. So it's, it says that the average single American spent just south of $1,600 on dating in 2016.
Woo.
Which means that they didn't go on many dates if it was in some of these places, because that's only like 8 dates, you know. But
yeah, that's not true. You bought a random girl a drink at the spot.
That ain't, but
that's still part of expenditures.
Nah, man, that's different. That's not a date.
Is that just
yeah,
just,
that's,
just,
that, that's
just,
not a date.
Just the, okay.
I guarantee you they're not counting stuff like that.
Okay.
But, you know, so the highest average cost for date night was $297.
Shout out to New York.
In New York. With Jersey 100% being
100% believe that.
I believe it too.
But the only thing with New Jersey though is, is it people that live in New Jersey is paying New York prices though?
That's right. What if you came from Camden, dragging it down to
259? Yeah, no, I'm thinking that everybody live in Jersey City, Newark, all those cities, going to kick it in the city and reporting that they spent that amount though, but they're not kicking it in New Jersey, spending that.
So here on the
Kicking it in the city.
But see, on the other side of it, you got South Dakota that came in as the least expensive night at $38.27.
That must mean you can buy bottles up in there and be.
It also means you're not making any money there too.
Well, those oil wells is popping up in North and South Dakota.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. But everybody ain't getting a piece of that pie.
There's a, but they said McDonald's workers are making like $18 an hour or something crazy like that up there.
Well, along with that, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Iowa were the runners up for the least expensive.
I will attribute to Nebraska. I went up there and been a king up there popping bottles. And in Iowa,
Iowa and Nebraska, you're the king of the town up there.
Yo, look, and I've been the king in there though. I've been there. I remember me and my boy. When my boys got married in around 2006, shout out to my boy Duran. He listens to podcasts all the time. No, when we was at his wedding, he was like, "Yo, we got it." Me and my boy Nate. My boy Nate lives in New York. I live in St. Louis. I just moved from St. Louis back to moved from New York back to St. Louis in 06-07. So we like we got the bottles though. They was like, "Yo, a bottle more is gonna be like $100." Me and him threw our cars down so fast, we almost threw them at the waitress. Almost killed her with it like a shooting star. Cause we threw them out there like, hurry up. We thought it was gonna stop at some point. We bought four bottles. Me and him spent $500 though for five bottles of Moet.
I bought two bottles of Gentleman Jack at $40 per bottle in Columbia one time.
Is this in the club though?
Yes.
Damn.
I don't think the people always know what they're doing down in some of those places like that.
They don't. I think they do now because we got the internet. The internet
no,
is.
No, this happened 2 years ago.
Oh shit! Well, damn.
The internet was absolutely around when I was in college.
Because I think because so. I always feel like the internet expanded everything. The idea of the bottle service, idea of the extravagance, everything.
You could always buy bottles. I mean, you could always buy bottles from a bartender if you wanted to. They'd sell it to you.
Oh, you're talking about undercover. I'm talking about like the full. We got the sparkler girls coming out. All we got the full
pompous
service standard.
They got that in Columbia.
Yeah, but so we. That's what I'm saying. We bought $100 per bottle of Moet, and we got the whole pompous circumstance for everybody.
Okay, so I'm going to go through a few of these states. So
yes, let's do
here.
It. Let's
I want to figure see if we can figure out where you can get the most bang for your buck.
Texas.
What?
No, I'm going with Texas. I'm just putting out there.
You're a buzzkill, first of all, because we're going through the process of this thing here. But mm-hmm. there'll be some things I'm going to contest about that.
Okay.
So between what we're going to do this based on the idea of quality of date. Where you going to get the best looking mm-hmm. girl or fella, mm-hmm. the experience that you can get in that state, mm-hmm. and then the value that you get from spending it. Mm-hmm. So, a few places I'm going to throw out. I'm going to throw a few notable states. Mm-hmm. California is $226.35.
That's crazy.
Washington State, $195.
Shout out to Adrian. Listen to Shaw all the time. No, he's my MVP.
Mr. Do Right.
Mr. Do Right.
Yeah.
Coming soon, though. He's going to come on the podcast soon, though. Yeah. It's going to be a...
Spew his knowledge.
Yeah.
Florida, $128. That is a hell of a bargain. $128 for Florida? That is a hell of a bargain.
I just came from Florida, though. I can see that it happens, though, because you got... You're thinking Miami, Florida, though.
No. This is what I'm thinking. I'm just talking about the cut of person there to choose from, period. That goes into then the value. I'm not thinking about being in a big city or doing it that way. I'm just talking.
But is the color person that dope though outside of Miami?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Jacksonville's a good looking town.
I mean,
Tampa's a good looking town.
I would think they're no different than any other southern city.
Bro,
if you're talking about outside of Miami,
it's been proven that people closer to the coast or keep themselves in better shape.
I agree with you, but Miami, I think those if they did a new scale, I think the Miami. Pull the most attractive people down.
Oh yeah, but I mean that doesn't mean that there's not less residuals around other places too.
But 128 seems about right to me.
That's a hell of a bargain to me.
We go up to Georgia though. I think Georgia should be higher.
I'm not decided yet. Again, I'm just naming states right now.
Okay.
We can come back around and give it that way. Mm-hmm. Georgia 121. That's a great.
That's Atlanta. That's Atlanta holding that whole state down. It's probably actually 60.
North Carolina 88.53.
Sounds about right.
That's pretty good,
too. You got Charlotte. You got the new Raleigh.
Illinois, 157.96.
That makes sense. Chicago could get taxing.
Those are a few of the ones that stand out to me. Now, New York is 297. 297.
Chicago probably 200 on its own, though. I think the rest of the state is pulling that down to 157.
But Massachusetts, on the strength of Boston, is 217.51. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be cheaper the further north you get. Connecticut is 230.34.
Makes sense.
That's because when you're in Connecticut, you're paying
you're paying New York adjacent prices.
You're paying for the ambiance, too.
And New York adjacent. You're paying New York adjacent.
Now let's look at a couple places here where I think the value is popping specifically.
Okay.
Okay. Arizona, 106.36.
I don't know. That's true, but I wonder if you go into the city level of Phoenix.
Let's just look at this from the experience of not breaking it down by small town. Let's just say that they've given this to the state. Let's just say it that way.
Oh, you're saying if it became like a communist
I'm
situation.
In the state, I'm spending this
for a socialist situation or across the board.
Yeah. I'm not going to judge this against Podunk, against Metropolis. I'm just saying this when I'm in there. Okay. 106.36 for Arizona ain't bad. Because there's some things walking around Arizona.
But you only saying Phoenix, though. You ain't saying Flagstaff. You ain't saying Yuma. You ain't saying the mother of all towns in Arizona, though.
Listen, I'm going by the best place I can get the time at.
Okay.
Period. Oh, shout out to Hawaii for $239.95.
That's because of import shit.
Yeah. Another place that's
high prostitution too, though.
Another place that's got great value here. Oklahoma checking in at $63.65.
And it's some bad ones in Oklahoma, too.
Lots of bad ones in Oklahoma.
But the only problem is those bad ones move down to another city you're going to say soon, though. After they figure out that they're bad, they move to the city below, the state below them.
Texas soon. At $110.99.
They move down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the most bang for your buck by far.
Mm. Oh, it's up there so far.
Now, if they did a Negro version of this, though, would the strip club date part of this factor into this, though?
Because
I'm thinking,
price,
you know what I'm saying, some of these states, though.
The Georgia price got to go up.
That's what I'm saying. And Texas, too.
Yeah.
So I may have went out to eat, though. We went to Papa Do's. We went to have some drinks. We holding the presses, though. Hold on. We have
time out.
Yeah.
I just saw an aberration in this list. West Virginia is $96.84 for an average date.
That's because there's not that many restaurants.
Is it because you got to eat all your meals in one in the day?
No. They have the least per capita restaurants in the country.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's because everybody wants to be in the spot. Because there ain't that many restaurants. Or at least nice dining. There we go. Of course, you got the TGI Fridays, your Applebee's, all that. But you go to a nice restaurant, ain't that many like that.
Oh, my God.
And it's so far in between different places. So I got to drive to certain spots. Blah, blah, blah. You remember the dude that we talked about that took the Uber all the way from West Virginia back to his home in New Jersey? That he had his set his phone his home, and the dude drove him all the way back to New Jersey, and he went to school. He was kicking in West Virginia, left his car there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same shit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, Texas, I think. Now, these are things that we need our black professors to come to the next level of their research to do the black diligence of this.
Black diligence.
Because there is a strip club element that in some states that you are on a date and then you like, you know, we went to dinner, we went to Papa Do's, we went to a dinner, we went to a movie to see Black Klansman, and then we also went to Harlem Nights in Houston.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And anybody knows what I'm talking about, they know what I'm saying. So we went to all these different places, so therefore, we there now. We kicking it. So Colorado is higher than I was thinking to be, though.
Yeah.
That's because of Vail and all that shit, though, with the expensive, I think, ski resorts and all that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking that it's coming from that.
Yeah, it could drag it up. You're also getting by a pound of that sweet Chiba while you're on that date, too.
But, so, oh, no, hold on. Let me see. What year is this from?
It just dropped.
But I'm saying, but where is their data from?
Oh, when's the...
I'm trying to think when Chiba. See, the thing is, though, I want to see, I guess, the parameters of what people are considering the date. Okay, so no, they're put NYC, though, with your transportation. They're putting people at the renting bikes.
Yeah, see, I don't believe
they doing Jersey with the Sunset Cruise. They doing, like, transportation stuff. With this. Oh, the low Oregon may be a good buy, though, man. 119. Portland got some bad ones on the low, man. Portland do.
I can see that.
Nebraska do too, though. Nebraska do too, man. Wisconsin is higher than I thought it would be, though. They only have one major city.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. They got $73 a day.
Milwaukee and...
This is it?
No, there's another one.
Green Bay. Green Bay is a town. There's Madison, but Madison's a college town. Madison's a college town.
Well, I mean, college towns.
But like, it's a larger college. Yeah, it's it's the state capital too.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Ohio is a good buy too. Because I got multiple cities I can hit for $80. I got Cleveland. I got Cincinnati. I got Dayton. I got Toledo. I got a lot of places I can move and shake in. Columbus,
yeah,
for $80, I'm moving, and that's a small state. I'm moving and shaking in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do anything where I have to go to Cleveland ever.
And Ohio is cheaper than West Virginia. Do you want to go kicking in Columbus, a nice restaurant, or West Virginia?
I almost accidentally went to West Virginia once, and I was like,
you on 70?
I was driving, yeah, and I was like, oh, I need to go back.
So, what were you going to?
I just had a trip I had to take. But it was.
What was your final destination? Though,
so I had a trip I had to take.
Okay,
I was like, oh no, I need to not.
You had to be on 70, didn't you? You saw Wheeling.
I believe so.
Saw Wheeling, Pennsylvania. You was Gary going to Pennsylvania.
When I start seeing signs that say West Virginia, I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
And the thing is, though, like the West Virginia on 70 is only like 18 miles.
Yeah,
it's very skinny, so you need to get the fuck about it before you get to that turnpike in Pennsylvania and start paying money. Vermont with $153 though is kind of ridiculous. Ain't no bad ones in Vermont.
Yeah, New Hampshire, $184. But your quality of your date is probably off the charts.
And your seafood, you fucking get some good food though.
Yeah, I bet you Rhode Island probably hit you for a couple bucks too.
$164 in Rhode Island.
The Atlantic Northeast is
in general
level. Delaware, I would like to see what the average cost in Toronto is. And you know you're going up that way. It's probably crazy. I bet you it's close to New York prices.
But let's give our five best buy states.
Okay, five best buys. Let's check Texas. That out. Yeah, I think Texas is
the Arizona best. You brought up again one Arizona. You saying Florida? You want to put Florida there?
I lost the thing here. Let me get back to it real quick here. So Texas is up there. Arizona is up there. I'm going Florida, man. 128 is. I'm going for Florida.
You going Georgia too?
I'm not going. No,
they're going. That's ATL.
I don't care about that at all. No. I'm not for Georgia, not for me. I'm going to 8853 in North Carolina. The best buys, they can't all be above $100. I'm trying to get...
Right. Oh, you said something.
Yeah.
Ohio's got to be in the best spot. 8041, you got three or four major cities in the state?
Hey, I don't know where these $71 dates are happening in the state of Missouri, but $71, if you can get you a good date in St. Louis,
I want to say outside of just our state, our state is great for that. Which is good. Because, look, man.
Okay, fine. So the next one I'm going to go to is 8651 in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. Alabama's super way higher than it should be.
I'm not spending $87 on one night in Alabama.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
No.
What?
On what? Are we counting me getting bailed out as part of the date cost?
No protein. No nothing for me to go to. I'm just...
Now, what's the worst buy? What's your worst buy on here?
West Virginia. $96.
Yeah, that's fair. They kind of sold it.
Yeah, $96 to go to West Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah. That's... Oh, Utah is a very good component too, though.
$98.28 Utah is obscene. $90 and 94 cents in Idaho? That's the worst buy. I'm sorry. $90.94 in Idaho.
The only thing that will save them too is that they have a great, probably close to seafood situation on with the West Coast.
Not in Idaho.
Yeah, they are. Both of them are very close to the West Coast.
West Virginia
is sitting landlocked. And getting no love.
Napoleon Dynamite shot at?
I thought it was Southern California, right?
No, man, that was in Idaho.
Yeah. No, you're right. I thought it was North. The one I thought that was real far from one was the Nevada joint.
The one that 95-90 up in Alaska kind of hurting me, too.
Yeah, but you also get a reimbursement check, though. You get an oil check. They need to put that in as a part of something.
Here's some stocks and bonds for your trouble.
There you go. But I'm saying that you get $500 extra a month, though. Yeah, I'm going to trick it off on weed and cocaine and a woman.
Weed, cocaine, and women. Yeah, go for it.
With a 119, though, in Las Vegas. With Nevada. But Nevada, I'm only thinking Las Vegas, Reno, Carson City.
That's enough cities, though. That's enough cities to justify the cost. Like, the rest of Nevada is...
I'm thinking it'd be more. No, I'm thinking it should be more.
Nah, because you got to realize that, like, my line brother lives in Vegas, and he be coming up on the deals.
Because he knows, situation though, like, oh, I know this spot doing
people
this.
People that live know what's going on. That's not correct. There for the blowout 2 days. They there to live their life. And Nevada and Vegas really is a hell of a deal on the other half.
That's real. I'm trying to think. Kentucky, what do you think about Kentucky with $81 though?
Louisville's a hell of a time.
Louisville's a great time too.
Yeah. So you got Louisville.
And you got Lexington.
Yeah, you got Louisville, you got Lexington.
But that's not fucking with St. Louis and Kansas City. We got a lot of fucking land and fucking country, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, once
we got more real estate to fucking fuck with.
I mean, dude, even after you get outside of the St. Louis proper area, I mean, St. Charles and stuff like that, you're not spending no money out there.
You go out there.
On the other side of it, you ain't spending no money out there. Kansas City's not an expensive city.
You think Kansas City's less expensive than St. Louis?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Because St. Louis still thinks that they're...
Well, St. Louis, I mean, St. Louis got good ambiance stuff. St. Louis has got some
and
of
then
the
we
best,
got the history.
St. Louis got some of the best dining in the country.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, you spend your money on the food.
Kansas City's the up-and-coming city, though, no doubt.
Yeah, Kansas City's definitely raising up in a hurry. But, so it is what it is. So,
Michigan at 112 is a good buy, too, on the
block. But I'm not going to Detroit.
Look, man, Detroit got some bad women, though.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
But we was combining all
that. Listen, man, I got love for Detroit because I got family from Detroit and all of that. But I just always think about RoboCop, man. I don't want that. But I got love for Detroit for sure. Detroit, one of the blackest cities in the country. I like where I can go be amongst my people. I'm with that all day.
Yeah, Hawaii's probably got to be the worst buy, I'm assuming.
I mean, but when you're spending money on a date in Hawaii.
But I mean... Why would I even... But in general, I'm living there.
Because everything's more expensive, though, because it's all imported.
It's all... Everything's imported.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of like you got to spend more money just to live in general. Like, gas is higher. All that stuff is higher. Like
milk is higher. All that stuff.
Yeah, it just is what it is. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. But, yeah. Man. So, for bang for your buck, that's where the scenario suggests you go get it in at, man.
And look, quit complaining on the date, though. Look, if you ain't got the money to be out.
Listen, man.
Don't be out now. Because that's how I feel in general with dating, period. If you ain't got the money to be out.
Don't be out.
My whole thing is like, yo, I'm enjoying my time. I will be doing this in general. I'll be spending whatever I want on my crowns or whatever I'm doing. I just want you to enjoy time with me, though. That's what it is, though. Like, I'm not going to be sitting there like, oh, shit, she got the salad and the motherfucking steak. Fuck
I'm
it,
not
man.
Counting what you
no,
want.
Man.
As long as
that's
first
some lame
of all, I'm
shit,
past the
man.
Point in my life where I could even possibly be taken advantage of on a date.
Look, I don't even have no. But my wife is affectionately upfront. Like, oh no, I don't pay for shit. She laugh and giggle about it. People. Like, she laugh and giggle.
But you kind of do though, because if you go broke, the house gonna take a hit. So
yeah, but that's the extra pressure though. Like. You can't go broke. You can't take no chances. Your chances got to be a little bit different.
Hey, man. Nobody ever said life was fair.
Not at all. Believe that. I tell young players, people email us like, yo, just live.
Yes, quick. Just live. First of all, my number one, don't try to win that war. That we're about to go on a whole nother show.
And we do need to do this.
We'll do that. We'll do that. But
we need to bring Raven on because Raven is my barometer for like me and her battle all the time. I'm like, yo, you need to do. That's my barometer of my battle.
No, that's OG advice, and I'm gonna get that OG advice when we have the second part of OG week next week. We had the last OG month. We need to have my uncle come over and do that, but no, we're gonna have the extension of OG.
We
gotta
split that out though, because. No, then we need to go down to Dallas to go get my uncle, though.
Yeah, why not?
And then the last, because my uncle would be like, yo, y'all got this podcast going on. What's going on? Where am I at?
Let's get it.
Shout out to my uncle, though, man. Kevin Woodson, who is my everything, though, man. Like, that's my Savant, that's my everything, though, man. Shout out to my uncle, Kevin Woodson, though, man.
Word, word. Yeah, so next week, OG week gonna keep going.
We also maybe do an OG week. OG week. OG. We just bring an OG in every week.
Oh, just every like month. OG hour?
OG hour. Once a month, we just bring an OG in. All
right, so we're gonna do
the OG week. Sometimes we may not be able to, but.
There's always an OG to find. There's always an OG.
We can find
him. We go get my brother down in Oklahoma City. He's an OG.
You have a brother?
He's an OG from the 90s. Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a brother. This is new stuff in this area.
I got a whole bunch of them. They out here. We can have them come. They'll come do it.
Is it so this OG Pops on OG playing stuff?
Oh, no. He's
so you're the youngest of all your dance kids?
Tavell lives in Oklahoma City, and he's an OG from the 90s, though.
So you're the youngest of all your father's kids?
Yeah.
I didn't know Pops wouldn't have had other kids. I thought you were the only kids, period.
It's out there like that, yeah.
Do you kick him with the OG?
He came to a couple months ago.
He came through?
I was talking to him like an hour ago, texting him.
Damn, okay. But he made that's another road trip.
He's an OG from the 90s, too. Yeah, I'm going down there.
So he's like, yo, cuz?
Oh, no, he talking like St. Louis.
Is he from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he was a transfer down to Oklahoma. Because you know that's how they talk to him. Yo, my G.
That's just where he at now. But yeah, you have him come on. He's an OG of OGs from the 90s.
All right. That's what it is. Hey, thank y'all once again. We had Javon Bibbs on this episode.
Hey, and if you're catching this on Friday, as soon as you're done with this, check it out. New brackets are dropping.
And we got the Quan Mills coming up soon.
Everything is happening, man.
Man, we got a lot of dope stuff, though. We appreciate, dude, y'all been really supporting us. Dude, shout out to all YouTube listeners that pushed the Quan Mills episode close to 1,000 listens.
Yeah, man.
Online.
Shout out to y'all. Keep it coming.
Shout out to y'all, though. This Quan Mills episode, we got questions.
Hey, we got more stuff coming up than I think y'all even, we got more stuff than even we realize sometimes coming up.
It's organic, though. It's organic, though, too. And, yo, we appreciate everything, though. We're coming up soon, though. More stuff, though. Appreciate it, as always. Peace.